Hi. What are you watching? Do you mind if I chill on the couch with you for a little bit? Nothing. I'm fine. No, really. I'm great. Greater than ever. I mean, look at my big wide smile, right? Me and my boyfriend broke up. Well, he dumped me. I know, right? The audacity. I mean, maybe he did the right thing. I don't know. Maybe I didn't deserve him. I mean, I was only being faithful and I loved and supported him. What a terrible girlfriend to have, right? Oh, men are trash. Or at least the ones I'm dating. Unless I'm the problem. I mean, there must be something about me that constantly pulls these kind of people in. Oh, stop it. You're just saying that. All the other guys say I'm pretty too. Is that the only reason, though? Maybe it is. Maybe I'm just a toy for them. Maybe I'm worthless outside of my looks. You're sweet. I know. You're probably right. I tend to go really hard on myself. I guess it's just hard not to feel like there's something fundamentally wrong with me when it seems like the only thing people see is my appearance. I mean, I've tried to be a good person, you know? Supportive, caring, but it never seems to be enough. It's like all that matters is how I look or how I can make someone feel good in the moment. Maybe I'm just being melodramatic. It's probably just one of those phases where everything seems so much worse than it really is. Hopefully. But honestly, I just need a friend right now. Someone who can listen without judging. You know? I'm really glad you're my roommate. You're like an exception to the rule, seriously. The rule that all men are trash, of course. It's just refreshing to have someone who actually understands where I'm coming from. Most of the time, I feel like I'm talking to a wall or just being brushed off. It's nice to be able to just be myself without feeling like I have to put on a brave face or pretend everything is okay. Thank you. You know, it's weird. I keep replaying everything in my head, like what I could have done differently, what I should have said. But I guess that's pointless, isn't it? Yeah, I know. There's no use dwelling on it now. But it's hard to just let go, you know? It's like my brain is stuck in this loop. But honestly, I think what hurts the most is how blindsided I feel. I didn't see it coming at all. I thought we were happy. Or at least I was. It's like one day everything is fine, and the next, it's just over. I'm repeating myself at this point, aren't I? But it makes you wonder, doesn't it? How well do we really know anyone? I mean, how do you trust someone when everything can just fall apart like that? I mean, what about your girlfriend? Do you trust her? Oh, wait, what? Really? I thought you did have a girlfriend. Wow. I guess we really need to start talking more. This is embarrassing. I mean, I should at least know if my roommate, who's practically like my best friend, is single or not. I mean, come on. My bad for assuming, by the way. I guess I just figured someone like you would be taken. You know? You're smart. Funny. Kind. I mean, who wouldn't want to date you? I know I would. I mean, if you weren't my roommate. I mean... God, this is embarrassing. Why did I say that? I hope you don't think of me like that. Like, I'm looking to jump on to the next one, right after a breakup. I didn't mean it like that. No? Okay. But, if you don't mind me asking, why are you single? Is it by choice, or have you just not found the right person yet? Wow, that is really insightful, actually. I guess it is better to be single than be with the wrong person, right? Maybe I should take a page out of your book and stop worrying so much about relationships. I mean, except you don't have a biological clock, though. I have to also think about creating a family one day. What if I get too old and I can no longer have kids? With the right partner, when I finally find one? Well, I don't know. At this moment, maybe I don't really think about starting a family just yet, but I just feel like I might at some point. And then what? I know. I can't be worrying about everything at once. I know it's unhealthy. But to be honest, I wasn't even thinking about that when I thought I had a loving partner. Everything just seemed right. You know, it's kind of comforting to know you're single too. Not that I want you to be lonely or anything. It's just nice to know I'm not the only one trying to figure things out. Okay, anyways, I've been doing all the talking. I'm curious about you now. I mean, we live together, but there's so much I don't know about you. Like, what's your story? Have you ever been in love? Like, real love? The kind that messes with your head and makes you feel like you're walking on air one minute and drowning the next. Wow, really? That's it? I didn't expect that. It's interesting how different people experience love, isn't it? Some people fall hard and fast, and others, it takes time. I mean, I think it's interesting. Maybe you think it's whatever. And what's your type? If you don't mind me asking. I mean, what are you really looking for in someone? Come on, you can't be that mysterious. Spill the beans. We're having a moment here. Might as well go all in, right? Not gonna lie, I like it a little though. I like guys that don't talk much. Grown men, you know? Like, leave the gossip stuff to the women. But seriously, I'd love to know. You're always so level-headed, so calm. It makes me wonder what's really going on inside that head of yours. What do you want out of life? Out of love? Sorry, I'm probably asking too many questions. I guess I'm realizing how much more there is to know about you. And it's kind of intriguing. Okay, what's something about you that would surprise me? Oh, yeah, that's not surprising at all. Seems like all guys play video games nowadays. I guess that was a silly question. I guess what I'm really asking is, what makes you, you? I feel like there's this whole other side of you that I haven't seen yet. And after everything that's happened, I'm starting to realize how important it is to really know the people close to me. I don't know. At least tell me what hobby do you have? Or music? Or something? Really? That's my favorite genre. Yes, really. What songs do you know? Oh yes, classics. I love them. I didn't expect us to have the same taste in music. That's awesome. Those songs really hit differently, don't they? It's like they capture something real, something raw. So, do you play any instruments? Or do you just like listening? I mean, you seem like the type who might have some hidden musical talent. No, I don't have any. I wish. Hey, can we, can I show you something? But we have to go to my room for a second. No, it'll be worth it. I promise. Okay, let's go. Yeah, so about that thing I wanted to show you. Not gonna lie, I just wanted to change the scenery a bit. The living room felt a little too, I don't know, open. This feels more private, more like I can just be myself. I'm sorry, you weren't watching anything anyway, you were just chilling. Come on, sit. We can keep talking, or just hang out, whatever you want. I don't know. I just want to keep talking to you. It's been refreshing, honestly. You've got this calming presence that I didn't realize I needed. And not to sound weird or anything, but I think I really need another man's company specifically, after everything that's happened. The breakup, I mean. You're low-key, restoring my faith a little bit. Like there's a man for me somewhere, who's just like you, who I could be with and live happily with. I was beginning to think that all men are just, you know what. But now, I'm not so sure about that. You are completely different. I feel it. Yeah. Tell me, how long has it been since you and the girl, you know? Probably long enough, right? Don't get me wrong, but I just would really love for you to join me right now. If you know what I mean. Please, lay down next to me on the bed. I've got things to show you. Again, I hope you don't think bad of me, but this is stronger than me. Wait. Can you be more rougher with me? Because I like when a man manhandles me and kinda does whatever he wants. I just want you to fuck the shit out of me, okay? Oh yeah, lay me down. Get on top of me. Yes, yes, rip my clothes off. I don't care. Rip them off. Yeah, put it in. Please, give it. Yes, keep pounding me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I can't believe I'm fucking my roommate. Oh God, you're so freaking hot. Yeah, go deeper. Oh, get in there, baby. Please don't go easy on me. I deserve it. Punish me, Daddy. Oh, please, Daddy. Oh, my fucking... That's it. Just explore my pussy, baby. It's yours. Help me get over that loser. Yes. Give me that dick. Oh, Daddy. He doesn't know what he just lost. No. That stupid motherfucker. Fuck him. Fuck me. Harder. Yes. Oh. Oh. Yes, there you go. Pin me down. Don't let me go. I don't want to go. Keep stretching me. Look into my eyes and use me. That's what I need. That's what I want. Please, more. Don't stop. Oh. Yes. Fill me up, Daddy. Don't hold back. No, I don't care. Do it inside of me. Come on, please. I'll be a good girl and take it. I promise. Just release it all into me. That pussy deserves it. Cream pie me. Oh, 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 oh. Oh God, what have we done? No, 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 wait. I have to go to the bathroom. This is so bad.